Finally today, a note on another interesting gathering in Russia. It involves a man singing there, a Russian rocker named Yuri Shevchuk.
He's a kind of a Russia's answer to Bruce Springsteen, a man with a very powerful voice. He writes his own songs. He's a clever wordsmith and a popular person in the country in general.
He recently attended a charity dinner along with several other guests, including Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. All was well at first until Shevchuk addressed the Prime Minister directly. The rocker questioned the Prime Minister about freedom of speech, a sensitive topic in Russia. Mr. Putin wasn't pleased, and the discussion got intense, all with TV cameras rolling. Seva Novgorodsev is with the BBC's Russian service. He's also a DJ and a music specialist. He knows Yuri Shevchuk personally and spoke with him after the encounter.
Shevchuk was sitting at the end of the kind of tea table. It's a long table with things on it. Mm-hmm. And finally, he said, "Can I ask a question?" And Putin said, "Yes." And when he started talking, then Putin said, "Excuse me, who are you? What's your name?" And it was strange because Shevchuk is a very well-known figure in the country. And people who were trying to analyze the whole episode later suggested that it was Putin's old KGB habits, whereby you start interrogation by asking persons his name, just to put him in his place, really.
Tell us what kind of political points Prime Minister Putin might have gained just by consorting with a well-known rock musician like Yuri Shevchuk, even though he says, you know, what we hear on tape, who are you? He doesn't seem to know who he is.
I think what happened with Shevchuk wasn't planned. What was planned is the kind of profile raiser for Putin to show him that he's a caring prime minister who discusses with the charity activists various programs, and he was going to consent and actually commit some state funds for the program. And what Shevchuk did was completely kind of mess the whole wonderful picture that was being built over there. Because Shevchuk came with a bunch of papers collected from various groups and in organizations, environmental and political. And I asked Shevchuk, "What did you think? Why did you do it?" It's almost like a 17th century Russia, whereby right. you have to talk to the Tsar himself before anything is being done. And he said, "It's exactly like that." He said, "Putin built a vertical of power whereby anybody who is below him is not going to do anything. They're just going to write you an answer of some sort and won't do anything. So unless you get to the top guy, you know, you have no hope of anything being done in the country."
So Shevchuk essentially told you that, you know, what have I got to lose by going to this dinner?
He was quite relaxed about the whole thing. And Shevchuk, having a powerful voice, sounded quite relaxed, soothing, almost kind of a loving kind of sound.
Right.
And Putin was stressed, and his voice wouldn't pass the stress tester. The opinion essentially sort of divided into three strands. Some people say that Shevchuk is a cool guy because he was brave enough to confront Putin. Other people say that Shevchuk wasn't polite enough and he was interjecting and not listening to Putin politely enough. And finally, some people say, how come Putin didn't know who Shevchuk was? And in fact, one of my colleagues at the BBC cut out a picture of Nixon shaking hands with Elvis Presley and put, you know, footnote, "Excuse me, what's your name?" And Elvis Presley says, "Elvis Presley, musician."
Seva Novgorodsev is with the BBC's Russian service. And let's close today's program with a track by Yuri Shevchuk and his group DDT. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow. Очистил все, и душа захлюпал, вдруг размок.
потекла у меня, потекла ручьем.